We got to make this funnier than dynamic banter, Lee. And that's a hard task. I don't know if you've watched
it. Oh, what's dynamic banter?
Oh, snap. No, you did it. Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate.
Sick burn right out of the gate.
Lee, how's your day going?
My day's going good so far. I woke up to a text from Elliot Morgan that said, can we do 10:30? And well, that's where I am. So
I know. And we are both wearing the same sweater.
Yeah, you walked in and we didn't realize that we're both wearing the exact same sweater.
Yeah, not the literal same sweater, because that would be hilarious and comical.
Adorable. Get up here, Weasel.
Weasel, what do you want to do?
Just get up here, you turkey turd.
Lee, I got to talk to you about something.
Okay, I'm ready.
I did virtual reality yesterday, last night.
With Steve. I saw an Instagram post where you were just looking like a dingle dangle.
Absolute dingle dangle. I'm telling you. I almost teared up
tears?
When I
emotions?
Got to be the Batman, and it was amazing, and I can't describe it.
So wait, you got to describe, well, you have to describe it.
Listen
because,
to me.
Okay.
Listen to me, Lee Newton. Okay. Ashley Newton.
I'm ready.
Ashley Rose Newton.
Yeah. All of those.
Ashley Rose Newton.
Ashley.
I was in the Batcave. I played back. You can pick things up. Okay, you can pick
this
things
is
up.
Tremendous.
You can hold it up to your ears, and it gets louder. You can I had to use a scanner to find shrapnel in dead corpses.
Oh,
I had
that
to find a code to unlock a safe that had a key in it to get to the final corpse.
Does it all feel very real?
It does after about a minute, and it depends kind of on like what's going on.
Sure.
But it will scare the living bejesus out of you.
I wouldn't do well with that kind of stuff. Because
you would die.
Like, I hate
my stomach
stuff.
Was like in knots. For this, because before we played the Batman one, Steve showed me this like roller coaster death something or other.
No.
And I have a very low threshold for what scares me.
Me
but
too.
Jump scares get me every time.
Jump scares get me every time.
By nature, I guess, of them being jump scares. That's what on my Instagram thing, that wasn't a jump scare, but it was literally like, I look over, I see these two ghost children hiding behind a pillar, and I'm like, and they give you guns.
That
like,
would make me
so
sick
have,
to my stomach.
And it feels like guns. So
I would panic.
Yeah. And that's, I learned a lot about myself. I learned that if I saw two ghost people, I would instinctively try to kick them. Kick.
Really? Kick a ghost
That's
child?
What I was trying to do. In my fight or flight was
kick.
Go back and then kick forward.
See, I feel like my fight or flight is always going to be run, hide, cry.
Yeah, you can't run in virtual reality. Steve, it was kind of trying to mess with me because he likes to do that because he knows I'm not like a gamer at all.
Of course.
And he was like I'm in Wayne Manor and I'm trying to figure out this thing with the piano and the piano's on the other side of the room and Steve's just like, hey, yeah, you have to walk over to it. Just walk over to it, Elliot. And like, it's in his apartment. Like, you can't walk in virtual. And I'm like, really? Okay. Here I go. And like, I'm starting to like walk. And I'm like, oh, God dang it, Steve. And then you realize you have to like transport from location to location. Point is,
that's even creepier.
Hear me out. I'm almost done with this.
This is the future.
It's the future. I'm not a gamer. One of the reasons I'm not a gamer is because I wear contacts and my contacts get dried out really quickly when I'm gaming.
I could imagine that's the main reason. Yeah.
I think that and effort, and I don't really care that much.
You don't care.
But I have to get this. I have to get the PlayStation. I have to get the VR. And I've already priced it. It's going to be about $900 after taxes for all of those things.
Oh, good God.
I'll save
it. You think you're going to do it?
I think I can tell that you're riveted by the conversation.
Sorry, it's early.
It's not early.
Hold on, what time is it?
It's 11:11.
Make a wish.
I wish I had VR. I wasn't supposed to say it. I wish I had VR.
Now you'll never get it.
Yeah. Now there's no way I can possibly. Anyway, yeah, it's amazing. So, I'm going to be a gamer.
You couldn't be. Now you are a gamer.
I'm going to be. I'm not yet. I would never say that. But I'm going to be in that. This is my thing.
This is your into the gaming world.
Yes.
This VR.
This is what it took. It took a total immersiveness.
Do you think you're going to get desensitized about it? Like, do you think you're going to eventually be like, well, I know it's not real, and so it's going to lose its luster?
Wow.
Listen, oh, my God.
Listen, there's another game that we played that was insane that you would love.
Is it Scares Again?
No, not at all. You go into this room and it plays like this electronic beat, but you can also upload your own music.
Sure.
And you're given one in your left hand is like a claw, right?
Okay.
And then in your right hand is like a pen. Okay. And the pen, in free space, you can create, depending on what you choose from your little palette, you can choose like shapes and rings and colors, and it stays, whatever you choose, and you can grab it, hold of whatever you're drawing.
That's
and
then it terrifying.
Takes, it's amazing. And then it takes the beat of the music. It's so hard to describe. It takes the beat of the music that is playing, and the whole thing starts dancing. But then you can add to it. You can throw it. You
that's
can
really go, cool.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry I'm yawning. It's not you.
No, I get it. It is the craziest. What is this thing? I love this thing. It's a dowel of some kind.
It's for the blinds.
Yeah, it is.
Elliot's holding a dowel right now in his hand, and he's literally using it as like a weird like baton power.
It's a power
baton.
Wand, yeah, absolutely. I should have taken you up on that Nespresso.
You should have. Now you're just hiding and going crazy. Cheese, you're gonna make him an Nespresso?
No, I'm making myself
a burrito. Oh, okay.
Okay, this could help.
Elliot, do you want an Nespresso?
I would love one.
Nespresso is the deepest love of my life.
It's
changed my world.
Yeah, I need to get one.
You got to get one.
But I'm putting VR
you
way ahead of Nespresso.
Keurig, you might as well get it.
Yeah, Keurig is just a garbage.
No, I'm very excited that you found your lead into the gaming world because I just know that you've been trying for a very long time.
I was like, give me something that doesn't look like super complicated.
Sure.
And like, I get to be Batman. If you'd have told me.
Yeah.
Lee Ashley Rose Newton. That's the third yawn. If you'd have told me.
Sorry, maybe that I'm done now.
Huh?
Maybe I'm done with yawns now. They come in threes.
I think that's not that. I think that's celebrity deaths, which we'll get to in a second.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I get to be Batman. I got to be Batman. I had a grappling hook.
It's real cool. It really does.
I had to grab the cowl and put it on my head.
I have a question because I get like nauseated on like curvy roads.
Yes.
And like, do you?
Not super, but my stomach was a little upset afterward.
See? That's what I worry about.
I think you adjust though.
Okay. All right. Like on that Harry Potter ride where you're like at Universal City Walk where you're like literally like flying through something. At one point I had to just close my eyes so I wouldn't vomit.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere.
Then you might get sick. Yeah.
That's what I worry about.
But if you can have, you know, take some Pepto or whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
I was thinking like if you spent
this dog takes up 90% of my life.
What's gonna happen with a lot of these hardcore gamers is they're gonna end up wearing VR for 12 hours a day and they're gonna merge reality and their VR world. And what's going to happen is they're not going to be able to function in society anymore.
I feel like I saw a Sequest DSV on this exact same thing.
That sounds like something you made up. I have no idea what that is.
Sequest DSV? It was an old show that was kind of garbage, to be honest. Wow, you got... Delman just... He doesn't bring me coffee in the morning.
That's a lie. Our relationship is fresher than y'all's.
Yeah. In New York, I would go out and get him coffee every morning.
Yep.
Oh, my God. In New York... Delman
and you know what?
York,
when he did... I would say how much I appreciated him and how much I felt like that was a really nice gesture. Do you do that?
What, do I tell him that I appreciate him?
Yeah, do you really
you
show him?
Can't let his head get that big.
Well, then you can't get coffee in your hand, can you?
Okay.
We had a beautiful time in that Bed-Stuy brownstone.
We did. We truly did. That was a beautiful time. I don't think I've ever felt gayer. But, like, it was, I felt...
just this, like, nice little, like, honey.
He'd wake up to me playing the piano for him after I had already gotten him coffee. And
he'd let me sleep in past my hangover, which is very important for me. It's a very important thing.
We
you guys
had
are
separate bedrooms, of course, but it was still very nice.
Very platonic. Romantic, but platonic.
Platonic, that's the name.
That
of
actually
your...
might be the
romantic platonic. That is the title of your guys' romantic
guys
platonic.
Duo stand-up thing.
Yeah.
Romantic platonic. Guys, let's talk about it.
What does that mean?
Let's talk about it. I'm just kidding. It is 13 days till Halloween.
Yeah, I don't feel it. I feel nothing.
I don't feel it either. The thing that I do feel most is that, like, I feel Christmas looming. I can feel it breathing.
That's what's coming.
My neck.
Yeah, it's nice.
It feels great.
Especially in the weather, even just the slight drop that's happened lately. Oh my gosh, bring it.
I'm ready. We're going to be.
Rain was amazing.
The rain. We had rain.
Yesterday, I woke up and I was like, the streets are wet.
I woke up and I heard it and I was like,
wow, cool.
And I got a little teary-eyed. It's 67 days till Christmas as we record this.
I don't enjoy the day-to-day updates. That kind of makes it seem further away. I think I can feel the essence.
It when you think about it.
You know why? Mm-hmm. I don't really care about Christmas. I care more about a countdown till the day after Thanksgiving. That's when
got
like the Christmas season
begins.
Oh,
and that's a good point. So... think about it in some sense, like we're about a month out. That's what we're about a month out from the season.
Yeah. When it starts approaching Thanksgiving, heck yes, dude. I am in.
Ready. I'm so ready.
Oh my gosh. Golly Willikers. I'm so excited.
Golly Williker Bunchy Boo. I am ready town, USA. I really am. We're going to be in New York this week. Me and Mr. Cheese over here.
That'll get you in the spirit.
I know. See, it's going to be folly. I would like everyone that listens to this to tell me if they've been like things I should do in New York. Like, I know Del knows what to do, but, like, I also like to know from people. I think that's good.
Delman is an excellent New York.
I know. He's been to me 8 million times. I haven't been in, like, 10 years.
It's going
to
be romantic. It'll be platonic as well.
Romantic, platonic. I will not be platonic.
You go, ours won't be romantic.
Ours will not be romantic. He's going to be like, get your own coffee. Yeah. Wake up earlier.
No, I said it wouldn't be platonic.
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez. But let's focus. It's Halloween coming up.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to be?
Okay. Well, I have a couple. Look, it's hard. It's difficult.
Okay.
Because I wanted Mr. Cheese to be Toothless from Stranger Things.
His name is Dustin.
His name is Dustin. I know.
He spoke out about this very issue.
His name is Dustin.
The slight just like
okay,
indignation that you have.
I wanted.
For God's sake.
I wanted Cheese to be Dustin for Halloween, and I was going to go as 11, and then everyone's going to be 11. I kind of want to go as Barb from Stranger Things because I think that'll be great.
That. Those glasses.
But I worry that there's going to be 800 different Stranger Things people. So that's my main worry. Also, we can't shave Delman's mustache. That can't happen. That's got to stay.
I could be Dustin in like 10 years.
That's true.
I hate that.
I hate when that happens.
I hate the qualifier thing.
Delman said he could be Dustin in like 18 years. So in case you didn't pick that up.
Why don't you just shave your mustache?
Cause.
Okay. That's a good reason.
I love that mustache. That mustache isn't going anywhere. Hmm. That mustache is the glue of our relationship.
What the fuck is going on?
No, I mean, it's not. You mean everything to me, Cheese.
What should I be? Somebody tell me what I should be, because
You don't do well with this.
No,
I don't know.
You could be the weird guy from Stranger Things.
You could be Steve. Why wouldn't you be Steve from Stranger Things? You look so much like him.
God dang it! No, it's so over the plate. It's so over the plate. I would be the best Steve, and I was upset when Ben Schwartz and him did the photo because I was like, Arya Stark would be a good one.
Arya Stark.
One of the ones I kind of want to be
is Lady Mormont, the little girl that's like a freaking maniac. You know that little girl?
Kill him.
Yeah. I kind of want to be Lady Mormont.
That's a good idea. What would be fun if I was Arya is if people were like, who are you? I could be like, I have no name.
A girl has no name. Just the whole time. And they're like, no, seriously, who are you?
My girl has no name.
Hey, does anyone know this guy's name?
What Halloween party am I at?
Oh, my God. You're at all the Halloween parties. I love when someone goes with something super clever and then they are like they ruin it at like a shitty Halloween party. You know, my friend Daniel is always so good at doing like puns and stuff. And so I don't know, like he'll be like Dracula 1000 and I'll be like, I don't know, like dumb things, you know, like 50 Shades of Grey. And it's just like different colors of gray stamped to him, you know, like. He's really good at pun costumes. And so literally I remember him being at a costume party and everyone asking him and him being like, he was just done. Because everyone was like, no, seriously. Oh, I don't get it. Oh, that's funny. That's clever. It's so clever.
You're funny. That's a good one. You ever get told that? That's kind of the...
I have been told that. It's also my least... I've said before, it's my pet peeve of... people saying that's funny when it and not laughing.
I do that all the time.
That's funny. No, you don't. But like you'll laugh. Like people that
do not laugh
and are also like, that's funny. It's so funny. Or like I like the you're weird. I get you're weird a lot.
You're weird still kind of like
you're so
that's,
funny. You're so weird.
And you're I'm weird like, still has kind of a dig in it a little bit.
Yeah, no
there's
shit.
It kind of like there's something about that that kind of knifes me. You know, like a little dagger.
I get the
hurts
I get the,
my
like,
feelings. I think is the
she's
word.
She's so funny. You're funny, and you're like just laugh then. You piece the thing of turd.
Is, if I do, because sometimes I will say that's funny and not laugh, but what I found that I do is I try to, what Pete Holmes refers to as dissect the bird, and I try to, like, you know, like, you can dissect the bird so it's not sure. beautiful that it's flying anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're trying to figure out why it flew. So something I'll go, that's funny. Oftentimes I'm sitting there going, like, why was that funny? And I will literally in my head be like, okay, it was a misdirection and a voice and it was a character and it was this and, like, you know, whatever. And then I'm like, okay. And then the thing is, that's what I love about that Maria Bamford joke. I can't figure out why I think it's so funny besides the fact that it's absurd.
Yes.
Let me just go and tell what the joke is. And I'm going to butcher it. Everybody always says that before they repeat somebody else's joke, and it's totally fine. She says, I'm thinking about having kids. I'm going to name them Donut and the Golden Hen. And I know what you're thinking. How do you know they're going to be girls? But a mother knows.
But she does it in her little, like, Maria Bamford voice. Yeah. She goes, but a mother she's knows. Like, I'm going to name it Donut and the Golden Hen.
What you think?
And I know what you're thinking. How do you know they're going to be girls? Yes. But a mother knows. A mother knows. And then she hits that second. Yeah, it's because she's like, it's every angle of absurd. It's like...
And it's so committed.
Donut and the Golden Hen aren't girls' names in any way.
Like, they themselves are not related.
They're not like donut and pastry
or donut and cruller.
They're two completely different ends in the spectrum, and then they're not remotely girls' names. And then she's just being like, a mother knows.
Which is a common.
It's a brilliant joke.
Oh, God. It's my favorite. It's my favorite joke.
It is a great joke. Oh, wait. Do we need to talk about pop culture? So, anyways, I don't know what to be for Halloween. It's up in the air. It's 13 days.
I think Halloween
is
pop culture.
It doesn't feel like Halloween-y.
No, it doesn't at all.
It doesn't. Lady Mormont, maybe. I know what I want to be, but I don't want to say what I want to be because then everyone's going to steal it.
Wow,
I want to be Corey Feldman from the Today Show.
Okay. I'm glad you just said it because I was going to definitely call you on
that
statement.
I want to be Corey Feldman from the Today Show, his Today Show performance. And I think I'm going to make Sweet Cheese one of my angels. What do you think, Mr. Dell? He's into it. You can tell by his lethargic face.
I think that's a great idea, Lee, and I think it's clever. I think...
It borders on making fun of him.
Oh, it doesn't border on it. It's not... It's not a subtle homage.
It's an homage.
I think if you're going to make fun of somebody, Corey Feldman is a fine person to make fun of.
I think so, too.
I don't think that...
That's my honest opinion.
I think Corey Feldman, he's a unique character, and...
Yeah, I think a unique character is my favorite way. That was such a dad way of putting it.
You know, he's just a unique character.
He's a real unique character.
Arya is a fun one. I like Arya because I wonder how I would do that, though. I'd have to, like, rent a costume.
We'd figure it out. You can also, like, tear up some sheets and put it on your body. Because in this season, she's wearing nothing but garbage.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I have to go.
It's convenient. It's real convenient.
Really,
for
it's all in the hair, right? I have to get
all
the hair.
All the hair. You got to get that hair. A girl has no name. What if this is like your first leeway into drag?
I'm just a six foot tall, 6'2" Arya Stark. I think that's very funny.
I think it is too.
especially if I could really nail it, and I'm just this towering, looming figure.
Just this looming.
A girl has no name.
Like a caucus for sale. A girl has no name. I think it'd be perfect. And I do. I've been getting into RuPaul's Drag Race. I know I'm very far behind on this trend. And it's so good.
I've heard RuPaul
so
is
funny.
Great. I've never watched it.
It's fantastic. It's so crazy. It's so, like, so much lunacy. But also, like, there is still so much art and so much thought put into it. Did you just wake up the dog?
Yes.
With your power wand?
I did. I have power
wand.
There's
no reason to do that. She was sleeping and snuggling.
Weasel is going to stay with me and he's going to cuddle under my feet. And I'm going
to be. He loves to cuddle under blankets. It's his favorite.
Next to my legs, which is crazy. It's just I've never seen a dog who's just like, yeah, I'll be down here with your bones.
Yeah.
Those are bones down there.
Normally he likes to crawl in between your legs and, like, rest his head on your crotch. It's a weird, weird thing that he does. We call it when he goes into the stink pit. Because he literally does.
I bet that's why he enjoys it.
He loves it.
It's like when dogs, like, fall asleep in shoes and stuff. They're trying to get that, like, they like
that
musty,
gross stink pit. He loves crawling in stink pits. And, like, Dumb and Sistery was even like, I don't think I like seeing this dog sleeping in my crotch. But he does it just because he loves you. He's a good guy. You good guy. He's trying to be there with you. Oh my goodness. I'll talk about it for 2 seconds. I did love that Donald Trump tweet after SNL.
I was trying so hard to have a whole one where
I'm
we didn't.
Sorry. The only reason I'll the Donald Trump tweet was, watch Saturday Night Live hit job on me. Time to retire the boring, unfunny show. Alec Baldwin portrayal stinks. Media rigging election! Exclamation point. I just thought
it was
funny.
A lot going on in that tweet.
Because, yeah, it's all...
There's
it's
an entertainment
also,
critique, there's a conspiracy, and then there's another conspiracy. Like one of
the I thought it was so funny because I was, like, laughing. I was like, how much did he, like, cut this down? He's like, well, what's important in this? Like, how big was this thing that he finally cut it down to this? I did like someone tweeted and was like, says he's tough enough for ISIS, but gets butthurt about SNL. But like SNL happens. He's like, cancel the show. Done. Cancel the show.
One thing that I think is really clever. I did a video yesterday that I got actually a really good response on. And I did the Who Are You Voting For video. Because Casey, did you see this? It was kind of an uproar. Casey Neistat did a thing where, do you know who Casey Neistat is?
Yes.
He did a video where he like urged big YouTubers to like, tell them their audiences who they're voting for.
I think that's smart.
I don't. I think that's a horrible thing to do. And it unleashed like a mob mentality to people to like go after other people who don't want to talk about who they're voting for. And I think that's unfair. But I did it and I mentioned that I was currently voting for Johnson. And then the video came out the same day that the John Oliver thing on Gary Johnson like went viral, and I was like, shit. I was like, and now it's like all these things are like, what about this? What about that? What about that? And they're all just regurgitating John Oliver's points, which is fine. I'm not saying that I will vote for Gary Johnson, but I'm leaning toward him. But anyway.
He stands zero chance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's not, it's a symbolic vote. It's not.
Ugh.
I have no interest pious. In. There's no non-symbolic vote in this election. There's maybe 3% of the population that's voting based on policy. Everybody else is voting against another person. That is symbolic. That is a symbolic vote. You are not voting for someone. If you are voting for someone because it is blank, then that is not a legit vote, in my opinion. I mean, it is. Any vote is a legit vote, but like, it's not a, it's all symbolic. It's all you going, this is what I think. I don't want this person. I don't want that. I don't want either of them.
He's a crazy man.
He's absolutely a bumbling idiot.
Are you okay with that?
Absolutely, yeah. Huh. You know why? Because he's not going to be elected. If Gary Johnson was at like 33% and then Trump was at 33% and Hillary was at 33%, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably go Hillary, I think.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, but not now. I'm also in a blue state, so you have to think about it like from every which way. Like my vote doesn't matter.
No, not at all.
So like I could vote for Hillary, I could vote for Trump, I could vote for Johnson, and of all of those to vote for, I would rather vote for the one that doesn't have the two parties that elected a candidate who is a psychopath and B, a candidate who the people, in my opinion, didn't really want being Bernie Sanders.
I love Bernie Sanders.
I know. Do you see what I'm saying?
Dominic is currently drinking out of his Bernie Sanders
anyway,
mug.
Anyway, point being, I think when Trump says the election is rigged, that's super dangerous. And also really smart because what he's doing is millennials are going to be like, oh, it's rigged or whatever. Or since he's so behind in the polls, the millennials aren't going to go vote for Hillary because they're lazy. They're the laziest generation of voters. And the moment they go, well, they are. I don't know. You look like you're suspicious on that. So they're not going to vote. And then the people who support Trump are all going to go out and vote. Because of the thing, him being down on the polls and it being supposedly rigged, and it might actually, he's got like this underdog thing that's working in his favor now. That's all. That's all I got.
You're the worst when you talk about politics.
You brought it up.
Because I thought it was a funny tweet.
That's all I got. That's all I got. I just think it's all fascinating.
I think that this is like one of the only things, because he is such a monster about things, that this is one of the only things that will make this generation vote, is because...
I know
they're the laziest, but I think like with all these things being said, because even just like looking at like where people stand in that intense area.
I'm really more interested in seeing, or not more interested, but very interested to see like what the percentage of people who actually vote are. In 2012, it was 53% of the population. Half of
That's
the people
so
voted.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, and the highest is like 83%, and that's like in Northern Europe.
I wonder why that is. I mean, I get it. It's hard. But like legitimately, when we went and I was voting for Bernie, literally, it was pandemonium. There was no way to make it happen. I registered months and months and months prior. And then I got there and they're like, oh, you're doing an absentee ballot. And I was like, no. How? It was like this whole journey and it was awful. But
well, you I'm just, like, you that's did do why. The absentee ballot, right?
Yeah, but it didn't count for that day. Like, it literally.
Yeah, it kind of really takes the wind out of it.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm probably going to do an absentee ballot, though. Cause,
are you?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't.
I don't want to go in that booth and, like, look at those names. I want to be in the comfort of my own home when I have to stare into
that abyss. I
feel
like there are things, too, that, like, I get a little stressed out about because there's things mainly that I don't know about, like Prop 64, Prop 98, you know, all those things that I'm like, oh, those are actually things that really do matter.
And you should Google them and not go by like what's on the ballot.
No, God, no.
That doesn't mean jack.
But I just do love that when I'm like, when I get there and I'm like, I need to learn about all of these other huge, tremendous things that actually,
do matter.
Money and do, yeah.
Or matter
that's
more.
The things that matter, in my opinion, a little bit more.
All right, what else is going on? This is draining the life out of this podcast. I want to kill myself right now.
Well, we could do that if you want.
You want to kill ourselves? How would you kill yourself? That's a fun conversation.
I got to like jump and hit something.
You think?
Yeah.
You think you could actually jump?
Or I think I could do
I got
like
it.
A car
yep.
in
Wait,
a
yep.
garage.
Yep. That's my.
I don't know. Here's the problem, though. Is because
What's
because
that?
This
Face.
Is taking over everything.
Car in the garage. You'd suffocate. You know how horrible that is?
Okay, fair point.
Do the ancient Chinese way of suicide and take too much salt and then dehydrate from the inside
that
out.
That sounds awful.
How do you know these things?
How does he?
Where did you hear
these?
That? Like, what were you reading?
Don't worry about it, he says.
I'm trying to plan my exit.
Okay. No, look, we cannot talk about that. But here's the problem is that it literally.
See, now we're talking about it again.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying it's been taking over. So if you have any pop culture news that you know about, the only thing I can think of is that Emma Stone got a crazy haircut. And I'm like, I don't care about that. And then they're like, Demi Lovato's blonde now. And I'm like, I don't care about
Demi
that.
Demi Lovato's blonde?
Yeah, she looks cute. She looks real cute. But yeah, Demi Lovato's blonde. I don't know. Everything else is like all these things.
That's fine.
You know?
Why don't we just talk about what y'all are going to do in New York?
I know. I'm very excited.
That's better than...
I'm going to go to Central Park. I'm going to go to the Natural History Museum. I'm going to eat all of the things.
What are you most excited? Are you... you, dude. Oh, okay. Delman. Are you going to go have a... blanking on the name again.
You got it. You can do
not
this.
A thug that arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to take her there for sure.
Dude, my buddies.
I
want
to get like a meal too. Like,
yeah, do it.
Steak
like that guy, yeah. That guy next to us.
Yeah.
We were at this restaurant. It was like this Brooklyn fancy restaurant.
Jack the Horse.
It was
it
not.
It sounds horrible.
It was not a. It is kind of a tough name.
Yeah.
But we were at this restaurant and this guy sits down who's like very just like a New York like. I don't know how to describe him other than the word elegant. He was like an elegant human.
Well, Andy had a British accent, so he had
oh,
like
he did?
Moved, yeah, he
I
like moved
that.
There a long time ago. He talked about like how he loved biking all over, and then like he sat down, had this huge glass of red wine and like this sous vide steak, and was by himself just reading like a
yeah.
newspaper.
And then he didn't even have oysters too.
Oh yeah.
It's steak and oysters and red wine at a bar by himself while he read the newspaper. That
yeah.
I swear to you, if ever. I saw someone and thought, that's the dream.
That's the guy that you saw that you were like, this is it?
Yeah.
This is
absolutely.
The dream.
For him, I could tell. For me, I could do that in a heartbeat. That could be my whole life. Is
just
that bad?
That? Yeah, I mean, I think you got to do other things.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you don't enjoy that. Otherwise, it's
do
like
you
VR.
Think,
you
what
know?
Did that guy do? Like, if you were going to guess.
Writer, theater critic, food critic.
Critic. Going critic.
He wore the glasses. He had like the clear, like rimless glasses or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called. Yeah.
Yeah, that feels right.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I get it. I've had that, those moments. You've got to get rid of this wand. It's terrifying me. It's terrifying me.
Instruction. It couldn't even possible. I could actually.
Look, all I'm saying is you got to get into RuPaul's Drag Race.
I will. I'm doing, oh my God, I'm watching The Office again. I got caught up on that.
I did that years ago. I did that years ago.
I was like, I kind of developed a cynicism toward it. I was like, it wasn't that good. And I'm watching it now and I'm like, oh my God, I'm on season 3.
You're going to have to do, I'm going to tell you this right now. Stop. Stop it like that, the last season.
Oh, I'll
don't
stop
even,
before
just
that.
Just don't even watch it. Just do not even watch it. The biggest, stop when Steve Carell leaves.
Nope. Biggest misconception is that it didn't start sucking before he left. It did start sucking before he left.
Yes.
It's like me and SourceFed.
Gross.
It's true.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, that is true. It's not about you, but it's true.
It's not. But it was because the marker. People were like, oh, it started sucking. And you're like, no, it wasn't.
When Steve Carell left. It did start sucking before that. But like, I'm just Steve telling Carell, you right now, like the last season almost ruined it for me. Like I watched it all the way through. And the last season ruined.
They didn't
ruined
jump
the whole series
through the
me.
Shark. They jumped the sharks.
Killed it. They jumped the shark, pulled
it
out of the ocean.
You know when you like skip
it.
Stones? That's what they did with the shark. They took the shark and it skipped across the surface of the water. And
like
then eventually
done.
Slowly
we sank. Don't even need to do that. We're just done.
I was watching the show and there's a line where Michael Scott was talking about somebody. He's like all upset because somebody that he knew like very loosely died tragically,
mm-hmm.
and had his head cut off. Michael Scott's like, you know, and you just one day you're driving along and next thing you know your head gets let me find it.
Oh my God.
No, it's so good. It's like one of those lines where I was like, I hope whoever was in the writer's room
really did it right.
Keep talking, Lee. Keep talking about something. So
I mean, I'm talking about all kinds of things. Unfortunately, Billy Bush is in my feed. I never thought Billy Bush would be in my feed so much.
Yeah, I did.
I'm really done with that.
I saw
I feel like, what if this is the giant conspiracy to bring anything back to Billy Bushness? That's what I'm saying right now. Billy Bushness. Billy Bushness. As far as disco, what are you doing over there? Cheese is doing money. Something. I'm making money. I'm doing web design. My name's Mr. Cheese. I'm a pretty cool Mr. Cheese.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, you found it? Did you find it?
It's coming close.
Look, all I'm saying
I can't remember.
Look, what do you see now? It's going down. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Look. Everything is Melania or this or that or the other thing. Okay. I went to a wedding this weekend. I had a wonderful time. It was my best friend's wedding. Not with Julia Roberts and that other guy. It was great. It was wonderful. But the real main focus was that I was out of the news for like 3 days because I was so busy.
Nothing wrong with that.
And
that keeps
lovely.
You centered and happy. Yeah. There's nothing
centered and happy.
That's how come
what
you can feel
I
the energy
is. Cause one of my friends, she has an adorable toddler and she doesn't really have TV because she has an adorable toddler. And so she was like, I need to watch garbage TV in this hotel room. And we're like, you got it. And we watched Robin China and I'd never seen that before. And it was hysterical because she was describing all of this Kardashian-ness to me. And it was very like, I'd never thought about it in a weird way, how she was like, Rob is the only one carrying on the Kardashian name. Like none of them can actually carry on the Kardashian name. And she's like, and then this girl China comes along and she's like, and it's even crazier that like his little sister is also dating the father of this other girl's 4-year-old child. And she's like, it's such a matriarchy, but it's such a crazy matriarchy. But still there's this black sheep that's the only one that can carry on the Kardashian name. And I thought it was really funny that she was equating it to like Antigone when I was like, no, it's the Kardashians.
Listen, I found the line.
Oh, good God. There it is. All right, go.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. He goes, he's driving along and bam, his kappa is detached from his head. Decapitated?
Yeah.
His kappa is detached from his head. His
Do you
kappa?
Think that was him? No, it wasn't him.
It couldn't have been. But there was one line that I saw in a recent episode where I was like, yeah, he just made that
up. He just made that up.
Or I think it was actually Rainn Wilson.
His kappa was detained from his head.
A slight tinge of like, this isn't the line. But yeah. It was when, it was that episode where Jim comes in dressed as Dwight. And the episode ends with Dwight coming in dressed as Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very good.
And he's like, false.
Yeah.
Yeah,
false. What kind of bear is best?
It's great. It's a great show.
Anyway,
sorry. I've been watching all the new stuff. Like I did what? I mean, I watch Goldberg, so I watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I watch all that.
Nice.
And Westworld.
Westworld. I can't. It's too much. I think for me, it stresses me out.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, look. It's after last like week's episode, I did have to feel the grass to make sure that I was real. So I get that. But I think
there's
a couple
other ways
of friends
to
of mine
it,
have been saying. Kind of what I thought, and it's getting to the point because we're 3 episodes in. Unfortunately, now we're in the journey of binge watching. So, like, even with Stranger Things, I kind of felt like in the beginning, I'm like the first couple episodes were very slow moving, and you kind of were like, "What the hell is going on? I need something." But like, you could binge watch it. You could be like, "Great, we'll just binge through it." It was enough. Westworld's going to be one of those in a little bit, in my opinion, because I think it's great. Cool. I think it's fantastic. But I also am like, I need to start caring about something. I need to start caring about like heavily caring about like a person, you know, because with like Dolores, who's the, you know, Evan Rachel Wood, she's great. But it's just like, I feel like because it can be so repetitive, because that's literally the way it is. There's so much stuff that you're like, you need to answer a big question that I have, or I need to start caring about something. You know what I mean?
You
like,
you're
like,
more.
Who the hell is Ed Harris?
Yep.
Who the hell is he? Give me something more. So it's just like, because it's being so elusive with things, and it's cool and it's mysterious. But at the same time, I'm like, we're 3 episodes in. I got to start caring about something. I'm loving it because I do think it's such an incredible concept and everything, you know.
I will say after and going
and
back
so
to the
well done. God, it's so well done.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, the shots of like Ed Harris with that the
everything is so
dude.
I mean, it's perfection. It's perfectly done.
And I will say from my brief experience with VR, especially not even the Batman one. No, listen, the one where you're immersed in music and you're painting whatever you want. It is 100% better than reality. Like it is like the idea of Ed Harris being like, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to go deeper in the game. That is like now.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
All I'm saying, and it's happening all at the same time with this Westworld stuff and VR is happening and there's all these people coming out like saying all these crazy things. It's a weird thing. It's weird that it's all sort of, you know, I'm just saying, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying it's fun to keep track of it all.
It is fun to keep track of it all.
What
but I'm just saying.
Freaking privileged life that I have that I can sit around and be like, what's up with all the resurgence of VR? Like,
yeah, I mean, really.
I have zero.
Really? Like, meanwhile, there's like.
What? I have so little going on in my brain.
So
now.
Little. I mean,
nice.
Not like in a mean way, but really, if you think about like what the concerns of my life versus like, how are we going to get water?
Yeah.
Like,
even just like, I got to go to my job. I got to get this. I got tests.
Yeah.
Do you remember tests? And homework?
Oh, I can't do tests or homework. I can't.
Do you remember? I remember being in high school and having to do study for tests and then also study lines to be in plays, which sounds like fun in games now, but that's a lot of crap to be putting
in
your
head. I remember we had a lot. I had a lot of lines. I mean, I was always the lead, so it's not a big deal. But
I was usually the lead as well.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Except for Hamlet,
like,
I played Rosencrantz, but I actually liked Rosencrantz. And Rosencrantz
and
Guildenstern
are dead.
Play
oh my
Tom
God,
Stoppard.
It's one of the best
yeah.
plays of all time. What are you
it's
kidding?
It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
I always describe, when I was a kid, I described it as somebody took a magnifying glass up to the play Hamlet, but didn't expound upon anything. They literally just took the characters out and then did it. It's so brilliant.
It's brilliant.
And that was, I was like.
It's brilliant. But what I'm saying is. Now I don't really have tests.
Isn't Tom Stoppard still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he might not
Google
be.
Google it?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Yeah,
I would.
Google?
He's one that when he passes away, I'll be like,
my
oh, man,
brother
that
did
sucks.
A Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, and I remember like absolutely loving it. Mr. I don't know. Yeah, he's still alive. 79 years old.
That's it. Wow, crazy. 79 now.
79
so 10
years
ago when I was in high school, 12 years ago.
God, you're so old. I'm just kidding. You're really not.
Do you feel old?
No, I don't. And that's a problem is when I think about it. Like, so, okay.
When you start holding other standards up to yourself?
Yeah. I mean, it's like that's what you do. Comparison is the thief of joy. But.
And Donald Trump is the thief of joy.
We said we weren't going to talk about him.
No, but I just wanted to make a point.
Okay. So,
I just feel like with the polls, with the way they're at, like the way, and then the cycle.
You said you weren't going to talk about him.
That was just supposed to be an aside. That was an interjection for comedic purposes.
You said you weren't gonna. Okay, but so what was I saying? I was at the wedding this weekend, and then I thought about it, and like, I don't feel old. I feel wrong that I don't feel old because I am. I'm 31 years old. I'm old.
Isn't it fun? The stories we tell ourselves.
Yes.
Like
it really is.
Now I'm old. I should feel bad.
Well, it's also like, okay, my sister just recently gave birth to a second child and she was like 37 and they were like, it's a mature pregnancy. They call it a geriatric pregnancy.
She's older, yeah.
And so then she was like, just an FYI for you. And I'm like, oh, turds.
Throw around the word geriatric when you're 37.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a very hard thing.
It's also like, it is a dangerous, like, it is a thing. It's like a real thing. It's not like a, like, well, that's a mean term. It's like, no, it really is like a health concern. It really is like, you know, as you're carrying the child. Meanwhile, Janet Jackson's 50 and she's pregnant.
Well, that's Janet Jackson. You got Janet Jackson's,
I don't have Janet Jackson money. I would love Janet Jackson coin. I would love to dig through her couch and be like, can I keep this?
Coin. Is that what you call like extra change? You call it coin?
Coin.
That's cool. It's like a collective noun.
Yeah.
Neat. you're not old and you shouldn't. Living your life.
Stop it. Stop it.
You're totally not old.
What I'm saying is there's like things now that you realize, like when I think about like my mother was 30 when she had me. So, or maybe she was like 31 when she had me. So I'm like, but then she already had two kids before that. And here I am with a dog and a can of cheese whiz, just my living the truth.
I want to say my mom had me around 32 or 34 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it is weird when I'm like,
put in perspective,
I'm
like
29.
That. And then I have friends that are on their like fourth kid. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. We're just like, I'm 29. So. The thing is, 30, I think, might be a little weirder than I anticipated. Like,
yeah, 30 is going to be weird. It is a weird thing that happens. It does. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
I think I've played the game of, like, I'm so laid back about that type of stuff for so long that it's going to sneak up and bite me in the ass.
You have to do that. I'm just saying. You have to, like...
Go through that, you mean?
Yeah.
We've had this conversation before.
We've had
this exact conversation about turning 30, I think.
I'm just saying. It just has to happen. You have to just be like, all right, this is it.
Or it's deja vu, simulation is glitching.
I do think it's funny that there's 28 Westworld podcasts that already exist.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I literally, in HuffPo News, they were like, 28 Westworld podcasts already exist somehow.
And those are the ones, I bet there's more. Like,
I bet there's so
them.
Many more. You guys want to talk about Ken Bone? No, we're not talking about Ken Bone. That controversy of Ken Bone. Did you know the controversy of Ken Bone?
That was the biggest flip-flop I've ever...
He's like, you want to talk about Ken Bone? I was like, no. And then I'm like, fine, let's talk about Ken Bone.
Was there controversy around the popular
guy?
Yeah,
apparently around Ken Bone. So he did a Reddit AMA, but he was dumb and he didn't realize that he had to change his name. Otherwise, people could just see all the things that he's commented on Reddit forever and ever. And apparently, he's a little bit racist. He likes weird porn. And there's all this stuff. But I do love that pregnancy porn. I do love that, like, people, my
that
favorite tweet about the
That's
situation.
A weird one.
It is a weird one.
I'm
it is
pretty,
a weird
like, I can.
I'm going to be honest,
wide,
that one's a weird one.
Wide brush with that kind of thing. But,
yeah.
Wide brush stroke, broad strokes.
Broad
there
stroke.
It is. Thank you.
You okay?
A lot of people say that. A lot of people
justified.
Say that.
I know, but I mean, everyone loved him, and then it's like, oh, he's off.
Oh, then when he realized that he's got some issues.
Again, my favorite tweet about the whole situation was like, do we really expect that like this guy who is still an undecided voter is going to be like he was still an undecided voter at that point.
Also just like.
Also that guy.
Yeah.
The guy that. Yeah. Split his pants open. Didn't we already talk about Ken Bone? I feel like we've already talked about Ken Bone.
I love the idea of imagine. Rory Scovel tweeted, imagine seeing Ken Bone at the debate. Then imagine deciding to follow him on Twitter. imagine that that's something that you do. That's the whole tweet. Yeah. And I think I retweeted
it. Just imagine that it is.
Imagine that you're the type of person who like needs to follow Ken Bone.
Oh, no. I got to know what this guy wants. I got to know who this guy is.
I do like when people find things out about people and then they act as though they had an emotional investment in him in the first place.
Yeah. And like, again, he's a meme at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like he's something that you sext later at night where you're like, we'll watch a movie and then maybe later. And then you put a picture of Ken Bone.
Yeah.
You know, maybe later we Ken Bone. Get it? You get it.
Oh, Ken Bone. I get it. Like Ken Bone and chill.
Ken Bone.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and Ken Bone. There it is.
Netflix and Ken Bone.
What a great name, too. All right, well, I'm done talking.
You're done talking?
Yeah.
Look, okay, I'm going to put this out there in the world then. I need for people to tell me where I'm supposed to go in New York.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Lee Newton says
is the easiest way to contact me. Please tell me where I'm supposed to go in New York. Also, please tell me what I'm supposed to wear for Halloween.
I think you know what you're supposed to wear. And I think it's definitely Corey Feldman. Delman needs to be in a crappy white with a little halo, like bikini, like let his legs show. Little heels, maybe? Heels?
Do you think you can do heels,
like
please?
Clear plastic heels?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do it. I could do it.
And the thing is, you have to follow around Lee, or don't, because it's funnier if somebody asks you and you're by yourself
and you go,
I'm Corey Feldman's angel.
It's
the left shark thing all over again.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah. It's the left shark. It really is.
I will try to look up pictures of Arya Stark.
And you can be Arya Stark. I think that's a really good one.
And maybe I can figure out a way to like, or maybe you can help maybe make my eyebrows like a little bit darker or something to make them a little bit more puffier. Is there a way to do that? Like, is there anything?
Do you think she has thicker eyebrows than you?
Does she not? I feel like they're a little bit more prominent than mine are. Or maybe I just haven't really looked at myself in the mirror.
I think that maybe mainly.
You think so? I'm okay with the eyebrows?
I think you're great with the eyebrows. I think the eyebrows really make it.
Okay.
I really do. Who are you shooting?
Thanks, Lee. I forgot about that.
Who are you shooting?
I'm going to shoot the lovely Steve Zaragoza up into the sky.
That's
because
a good one.
He,
that's nice.
For him to be so considerate to think to invite me over to become Batman.
Yeah,
meant
that
a,
is
a
sweet.
Lot.
That really is very sweet.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good.
He did something that it was a classic Steve Zaragoza move. Steve Zaragoza is a person who I believe to be the difference between their on camera and real life persona is like null.
Is null.
Like
yeah.
There's
he's
no.
That's who he is.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm inching toward that, but he is the master
he
of
is
like
the master of just being like, this is who I am.
Yep. He so
this
we're
is what
like
I do. Yeah.
He's like, do you want some water? And I was like, yeah, man. And he like has a little pitcher of water. And this is like right when I get there, you know, and we're like chatting, we're having small talk or whatever. And he like goes to pour the water in and then he takes it and he just kind of splashes my hand and then starts pouring it all up my arm while he's like, yeah.
And he doesn't
man.
Care because
it's absolute
a funny
deadpan.
Bit.
Yeah.
Just, he gives
no. Yeah,
yeah, no, craps.
Absolutely. Oh. And it's just that I was like, who does that? Like who's he's that
Steve Zaragoza.
He's that funny. He'll do anything for the bit. Yeah. And
he
just brings you joy.
We went over to your house the other night.
Yes, thanks
and
for
then,
doing that.
Of course. And then we happened to be driving away from your house at the same time and I knew that his car was coming up at the light. And Dillman thinks I'm crazy constantly, but I'm in the passenger seat and I literally just got up so I could moon him. And I like put my butt against the window and I just kept slapping it so uncomfortably at the light. And I kept slapping it so uncomfortably for about 30 to 35 seconds. And I roll down the window and he's laughing the hardest he's ever laughed in his life. Yeah. And he's just like, why? Like, why so long were you pushing your butt and slapping it? But I remember thinking like, this is something he'd do for me.
Yeah.
Like
this is what we do.
This is what we do is that like, I'm going to moon you for about 35 minutes uncomfortably at a stoplight and like live in it.
And
then
it's worth
was,
it
like,
for
crazy.
Both of us.
It really was perfect for both of us. It made sense. I just like that. I was literally mid conversation with Delman and then saw his car and was like, got it.
Hang
and like
on.
Unbuckled
yeah, I got
and like put my butt against a window like a crazy person. I would shoot Steve up into the sky as well.
You don't have to, but you can. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. It's just been a tough week. I don't know who I want to shoot up in the sky. You know who I'm going to shoot up in the sky? I'm going to have to shoot up RuPaul.
Okay. RuPaul and Steve Zaragoza going up into the sky on this episode of Shooting Stars, everybody. Yeah. We apologize for that brief interstitial where I talked about politics too much.
Everywhere for a Michael Scott quote.
Oh, that was worth it, though. Come on.
That was worth it.
His kappa was detained from his head.
His kappa was detained from his head. My favorite Michael Scott line is when he talks to Jan and he goes, "You cheated on me when I specifically asked you not to." That's my favorite Michael Scott line. "I specifically asked you not to.
Please don't cheat on me."
It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Every line that he, at most lines that he does are just.
I'm putting RuPaul into the sky. You're putting Steve Zaragoza in the sky. Guys, keep tweeting at us and letting us know what you want us to talk about as well. Especially during this election. We're so close. We're a menstrual cycle away from this whole thing being done.
Okay.
And that feels
okay.
Great.
Let's not get
it's not disgusting.
Let's not get vile.
That's a barometer of time.
We are one moon cycle. Did you see the moon this
weekend? Oh my God, the super moon. It was because did you know what it was? It was a super moon and it was a hunter's moon. So technically, scientifically, it looked 14% bigger than it's ever going to look.
It was freaking incredible.
It was amazing.
I looked out my window and was startled.
It's an energy shift for Aries.
It
so
is.
You
read that too?
Yeah.
You get the same. Yeah. Yeah.
It's an energy, and I'm an Aries, so that's why.
You're an Aries?
I'm an Aries. Oh. Yeah. That's why I really focus on the energy shift of the moon.
It's apparently universal for everybody. It's an energy shift.
Is it? But it's really big on the Aries town, USA. I get it. And I'm ready. I'm ready for the energy shift. I'm ready for what it brings. We're going to New York. I'm ready to feel the power of fall. Oh,
like as I feel the power of the astral. Like,
I'm really ready to feel the power of the asteroids. I'm ready.
And the meteors.
Oh,
the stuff
meteors.
That has nothing to do with astrology.
Nothing is actually in space, but I'm ready. I'm ready.
You know how much space trash there is surrounding our Earth?
Space
like trash that we put up there?
Yes.
Delman knows. That's right up Delman's alley.
That is right up Delman's alley. Yes, of course there's space trash.
A lot, though. There's a ton of space
trash.
Yeah,
no duh. We're the assholes that are like, put this up there. It'll be fine. It's garbage.
Yeah,
it's garbage.
Garbage into space. It's crazy, right?
It
I mean,
is.
It makes sense. There's
it's nuts. But like, where else is it going to put it? You know what I mean?
Your butt.
You get it. Space trash. I understand. Ooh, that's a fun Nickelodeon show, Space Trash. Just trash.
I don't know. Maybe
space.
I'll just not. I don't know.
What? What's your concern?
I want that glass.
Yeah, I get it. It's a great glass.
Does that glass come out of that wooden thing?
Yeah, it does. It's great.
Where do you
Look,
get these things, man? Like, how do you guys find the coolest?
We do a lot of estate sales.
I gotta start going to more estate sales because, like,
we do a lot of. You can come with us.
I know. I mean, you and it
We've
always
invited multiple times, right? Jeez. Yeah, multiple
I'm sorry.
Times.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
Yeah, it's fine. What? It's estate sales. We get them. We get weird things, weird places. We like doing weird things. You know.
Going to New York. All right.
Shooting stars. Turning off the.